And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 23rd of November. The week of Thanksgiving has been deemed Better Conversation Week, a week to consider how we as individuals can elevate the conversations we take part in. Conversations deepen relationships and form connections where none previously existed. Throughout history, conversations have started and even ended full-scale wars. And when done right, they can transform our world for the better. Great conversations stem from listening with curiosity and the intent to understand. We cultivate better conversations when we reply with kindness and in alignment with our truest values. November 23rd is the Western feast day for St. Clement of Alexandria. Clement of Alexandria, originally named Titus Flavius Clemens, lived from approximately 150 to 215 AD. St. Clement was a Greek Christian theologian, head of the Catechetical School of Alexandria, and teacher of Origen. Clement wrote, "It is far better to be happy than to have your bodies act as graveyards for animals." Accordingly, the Apostle Matthew partook of seeds, nuts, and vegetables without flesh. One of the earliest Christian documents is the Clementine Homilies, a second century work purportedly based on the teachings of St. Peter. Homily 12 states, "The unnatural eating of flesh meats is as polluting as the heathen worship of devils, with its sacrifices and its impure feasts. Through participation in it, a man becomes a fellow eater with devils." Clement of Alexandria described how hedonistically eating meat corrupts the moral principles of man. Meat makes a civilized man turn into a beast. He saw meat as a component that contributes to the overall gluttony of man. Meat has a moral function to Clement, and the abstinence of eating meat becomes a civil obligation. The saint taught that meat exposes the bodily passions and prevents us from drawing near to God. So, celebrate St. Clement of Alexandria today with a vegan feast. Today is also National Cashew Day. The name cashew comes from the Tupian word acaju, which means nut that produces itself. Cashews, unlike other nuts, grow like tails out of the bottom of cashew apples. The cashew apple is a red fruit whose pulp and juice can be processed into a sweet, astringent fruit drink. Their trees are generally huge, but Natal Rio Grande do Norte, Brazil, is home to the world's largest cashew tree, which covers more than 81,000 square feet, almost 70 times the size of a regular one. The outer covering of the cashew nut contains an acid that causes skin irritation, which is why when Europeans first discovered cashews in Brazil in 1558, they thought they were inedible. The Tupi Indians, a local tribe, showed the Portuguese the value of the actual seed, which they had discovered while watching the local Capuchin monkeys. They trained the Portuguese to roast the seeds to get the irritant off. The Portuguese were such fans of the nut that their missionaries brought cashews to Goa, India in 1560. The Indian climate proved perfect to grow them, and cashews took the country by storm. Indians even discovered healing properties within the nut, adding to its popularity. Cashews spread rapidly through Southeast Asia and Africa and became essential parts of their food and commerce. The demand for cashews spiked in the U.S. by 1941. Over 22,000 tons were imported from India annually. Research has shown that these nuts are effective antidepressants. They are rich in minerals and vitamins and a perfect ingredient for soups, stews, stir-fries, and desserts, especially in Latin American and Asian cuisine. Cashews are near and dear to vegans, as they are easily made into cashew cream and cashew milk, which are great for baking, making dressings, and drinking. And here's a poem for today from A Crown of Fruits, number 6, Cashew, by Severo Sardi, translated from the Spanish. However you close the mouth, the tasty cashew, acidic and then sweet, turns your palate upside down. If you spill its juice, is of little matter, a sudden idle drama, a little fright. When its red hangs higher than the hummingbird, than fire. A Crown of Fruits, the Cashew, by Severo Sardi. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every day is the right day to feast on plants.